We all hate paying tax, right? Well, apparently not. The latest large-scale study of Australian attitudes to taxation has found most of us are happy with the amount of tax we're paying. The progressive think tank Per Capita has released its 2014 tax study, which also found that many want high-income earners to pay more to boost spending on services. David Hetherington is the Executive Director of Per Capita and he joins me this morning in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Alan.
This is quite a turnaround from your last survey. Why have Australians, do you think, decided that taxation is a good thing after all?
That's right. We've seen a striking reversal in these results where a clear majority of us are now saying we're pretty comfortable with the amount of tax we pay and we want to see more spending on public services. There are two or three reasons that play into this. I think an obvious and big one is the disappearance of that very angry rhetoric around the big new taxes that we saw from the opposition as it then was between kind of 2010-2013.
And that was the carbon tax and the mining tax.
Carbon tax and the mining tax. So there's the disappearance of the rhetoric, but also the fact that the sky didn't fall in when the carbon tax was introduced, that the share market continued to rocket away, unemployment stayed below 6%, GDP was reasonably strong. So I think a combination of the absence of rhetoric and the absence of real economic pain from those taxes means that people think there was a bit of a false crisis confected there. And also, you know, I think there is a general realisation with Mr. Hockey's positioning of the end of entitlement, that the really good days of the commodities boom are now well behind us and we do have to think carefully about our mix of spending and services and tax.
So just staying on the tax, it was a 17 percentage point increase in Australians saying that they believe they pay the right amount of tax since the last survey. What was the timing of this survey? When did you do it?
So the survey was in the field in February. So it was before the budget. After the first Commission of Audit report came out and before the final Commission of Audit report came out in April.
Mm. And the Commission of Audit report, of course, was the scary document that suggested major cuts to public spending and the rest because it was looking at the expenditure side. So
that's
that was
right.
The message that they were getting at that point.
So those suggestions were floating around at the time the survey was in the field, but they hadn't crystallised into the final Commission of Audit report.
What's interesting about this, it seems to indicate that that Australians are coalescing around this idea, you know, expressed by Joe Hockey as the end of the age of entitlement. Is there a broad consensus that the good times of the mining boom, where there was tax cut after tax cut and plenty of spending, that those days are over?
I think there is. I think people realise now that we can't continue to have tax cuts like we had through the Howard and Rudd years. We had seven consecutive years of income tax cuts without cuts to public services. And what people are really saying here is it's the services that matter to us. If the good times are over, we don't want further tax cuts, thanks very much. What we want to see is our spending and services maintained and increased.
And so that figure went to 85%, up 8% of those who said that they wanted more spending on public services.
That's right. Across every category that we asked about except defence, people told us they want more spending on services. And that is a turnaround from what we'd seen in the first three waves of the survey, where support for higher spending actually fell year on year, and now we see this big jump in the other direction.
And the other factor that seems to be coming through in this survey, which is reflected interestingly in the opinion polling, the political opinion polling that's been done, is the sense by Australians that there's something unfair in the way that they are taxed, in the way that they are dealt with on the revenue side. What did you find?
Look, what we find is that people see the kind of the distribution of the tax burden as not particularly fair. When we ask people about how they want higher spending to be funded, higher services to be funded, they say, look, people at the top aren't paying their fair share. They want to see higher tax rates on the top 5% of income earners, and they want to see something done about unfair tax concessions on superannuation and housing.
And did you ask them about those, or did they offer them up?
We gave them a suite of ideas as to how you'd raise more money to pay for the greater level of services that they want. And those ideas included raising the GST rate, broadening the base of the GST to include food and health. Raising income taxes at the top end, at the top 5%, cutting down on those concessions. And 69% of people said either raise income taxes on the top 5% or cut down on those regressive concessions.
And that is the sort of the next debate, isn't it? The tax breaks around superannuation and the tax breaks around housing, negative gearing and all the rest
of it. Absolutely. And look, you know, the big question here is how are we going to fix this budget? Are we going to do it by gradually repairing the tax base, yeah, which kind of contracted and contracted during those salad days? Or are we going to cut spending on services? And I think what the Australian public is telling us pretty clearly in this survey is that they'd rather rebuild the tax base over time than have their services cut.
And what were the conclusions around the GST? Was there any shift in that support, or was that the first time that you'd asked that question?
It's the first time we'd offered specific options as to how you would increase spending. So we can't talk about a shift there.
And what was the result on the GST when you offered that suite of options?
Pretty low, yeah, for increasing either the rate or broadening the base, below 20% on both counts.
Below 20% support, yep, for doing either of those, yep, two things. And what did they say about, you've indicated what they said about taxing the rich, if you like. We'll discuss who's rich in a minute. What did they say about low and middle income earners and small business and the tax burden there?
Look, people are saying that's about right. What we'd seen in earlier surveys is that people said that those groups, kind of the middle income earners, small businesses, were paying too much tax. Now people are saying, look, that's about fair. But where we see the kind of imbalance is at the top end.
Mm. And finally, there's a big move to privatise public assets to fund new infrastructure. We've just this week seen Queensland flag $33 billion in asset sales. That's what the government there wants to do. New South Wales has similar ambitions. What are attitudes to that?
Look, we asked people about the kind of discussion around the Commission of Audit and how you would repair the budget if you were to look at various options on the cutting side. And we asked them about things like privatisation, outsourcing, cutting welfare spending, cutting service spending, and support for any of those things is very, very low. In fact, the most popular response around those questions was none of the above.
Right.
So I think it was 35% of people said, we don't want any of those things. And everything else was kind of in the 15 to 20% range.
Yeah, so a tough sell for any of those governments trying to do
that. Yeah, I think so. And as I say, I think that's because people say, look, we'd rather do this by increasing the tax base over time in a fair fashion.
David, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Ellen.
David Hetherington, the Executive Director of Per Capita, which has released its 2014 tax study today.